I've been in the field for 22 years. I fired my piece over 19 times in the line of duty. I got no idea what a blind man fetching bricks from the bottom of the pool has got to do with being a special agent. Added to which indignity, I have been saddled with some blue flamer Quantico cat. Some quarterback punk. Johnny Unitas or something.
The shit they pull, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Angie.
What?
Here's your guy.
What? Pappas. Angelo Pappas.
Punk. Quarterback punk.
Welcome to SeaWorld, kid.
Good luck, Pappas.
Two bricks coming up.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Resident Movie Podcast, the podcast where everything is connected. I'm your host, Jacob Thompson, and joining me is my co-host, friend, and the person most likely to yell, fucker, and then jump out of a plane without a parachute, Alex Perkins. Burke, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, thanks. I can't think of a thing I'm less likely to do.
The yelling fucker part or the...
Any context. All of it. All of it.
I did appreciate that they had the line of like, you're about to jump out of a perfectly like functioning plane. How do you feel about that? You know? a lot of great lines I'm sure we'll talk about. But welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is the show where every week Perk and I review a movie. Guys, it's the last one we watched. It's like our show we post pretty much every Friday on podcast services and now YouTube. So check that out if you would like. Tell your friends about it. Come watch movies with us. But last week we watched a classic 90s film, Chain Reaction, starring Keanu Reeves and Morgan Freeman. And we thought, hey, we need some more Keanu in our lives. So we went over to one of my favorite movies this week, Point Break. And Perk, why don't you enter it for us and then tell us what you think, so you've not seen it before.
Yeah, so we watched Point Break, which is a 1991 joint directed by Catherine Bigelow, who is the director of The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty, which are also fairly different movies from this one.
Yeah, she came up, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that Catherine Bigelow did this movie.
Yeah, which kind of out of nowhere, but yeah, it follows Johnny Utah, a former college football star turned FBI agent who goes undercover in a surfer gang that robs banks, featuring the likes of Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves. A couple little fun facts. Patrick Swayze was a fairly accomplished skydiver
and
was involved in the filming of those scenes, and he jumped over 55 times during the production.
Oh yeah.
The other little tidbit I found was I didn't recognize him, but apparently I think one of the Nazi surfers was Anthony Kiedis, the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kind of came out of nowhere, but
I could see it. I don't know. I'm not super familiar with Chili Peppers, so I'm not sure, but interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I believe it. Perk, what do you think of this 90s action blockbuster?
Yeah, so I loved Chain Reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a good indication of how I felt about this one. Terrible, just dreadful. This movie's awesome. Once again, it's just like peak 90s. This movie oozes the 90s. And it's awesome, like head to toe. I have few complaints. I have a couple, but nothing major. I just had a really fun time watching this movie.
Yeah, no, I think it's super fun. I think like the premise is great. You know, these surfers that rob banks to fund their world traveling and adventuring and stuff. And then, you know, getting the bromance between Johnny Utah and what's Swayze's name again?
Bodie.
Bodie, yeah, which is like the perfect name for that character. And like, you know, their conflict, but also are they friends? Are they not? I think that's done like pretty well. And some really good action scenes. I think the surfing is really well shot. Skydiving is mostly well shot, except for when Keanu's skydiving, it's like he's clearly on a green screen because it's just like the shot they use. Some really intense, like the raid scene, I forgot how intense that whole thing is. Like that's like a very kind of scary raid they do in that house. But yeah, it's just a fun time. It's just pure fun, and I really love this movie.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect. All I knew was extreme sports and and undercover cop. And yeah, it delivers, definitely.
You mentioned some nitpicks, and I my biggest one, and here's the thing, I don't have a problem with the script. I think the script is actually pretty good. Keanu's line delivery sometime just kills me, man, because it's like, I like the line you're trying to say, you're just barely not pulling it off, but that also like adds charm. I don't know, it's a very interesting thing to watch.
Yeah, so I don't remember, I think Chain Reaction was after this, right?
Yes, I believe so.
I think the acting in this movie pretty much sucks. I think Patrick Swayze's great.
Swayze's good.
The actress who plays Tyler is also
good. She's good.
But Keanu is, he's tough, man. but he's not quite as tough as, let me give recognition to the
Are you gonna call actor. Busey right now?
No. I think Gary Busey.
I like Busey a lot.
He adds a great goofball vibe. John C. McGinley as like the police chief. Terrible.
I thought he was funny.
Like overacting to a point where it's like, Jesus, dude. You got a teleprompter and you're just, hey, what are you guys doing? And it's just overacting to the max.
I think for most of the movie, I agree with you. But I do think the opening scene of Keanu getting to the precinct and him walking him around, and he drops the young, dumb, and full of cum line, which I forgot was in this movie. Like, that whole bit, I think, is pretty good. But the rest, he's very much overacting.
That line also has pretty terrible delivery. But yeah, hilarious.
But yeah, no, I gotta give a shout out to Busey, man. I think Busey is actually great in this movie.
Yeah, I think he's perfectly cast. And I think he hams it up just enough. I think it's awesome.
He's got some out-of-pocket lines, and it's like, yeah, an older, you know, cop would say that. But, like, one of my favorite moments, it's just so understated, is, like, when Keanu's getting beat up at the beach by the Nazi surfers, and then Swayze bails him out, and they're walking up the steps, and Busey's running because he thinks that his partner is, like, getting fucked up. And he comes around the corner, and he sees him, and he stops for a second, and he goes, did you guys see a kid run past? Like, that was, like, so good. Like, what a great cover. Like, it was incredible. And, like, that's like one of my favorite parts. And then also when he's like, while he's walking up to the Nazi house, he's like, see my dog? He's already like acting kind of. Because it just shows like he's experienced. And like, it's kind of show don't tell. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah. And then he has an incredibly unceremonial death.
That's true. It's true. He just gets shot in the back and it's like, all right.
Just like casually dies. And it's like, all right, well, you got to keep the movie moving though.
He didn't even have any final words. He's just like,
no, he tried. He's like, yeah, I have to. And then he just died.
That he just dies.
I bet you they just couldn't think of anything for him to say.
Yeah. He also absolutely fumbled the bag on the stakeout. You know, he's reading Calvin and Hobbes while the ex-president's coming. Speaking of which, I also love how they act like the presidents. I mean, Nixon in particular is really hamming it up. Sometimes a little bit, you know, cringy, but like overall it's fun. And I love how like the setup with the ex-presidents, like this legendary bank robbing team. No one ever gets shot. They're in and out 90 seconds. And it pays off later when he gets to agree and goes to the vault. Like, you understand what that means. And there's a lot of great like setup and payoff in this movie just overall, I think.
Yeah, I thought the president's thing was cool. I like the idea that they rob banks to fuel their, you know, trips around the world chasing the waves.
And the
I was a little confused, though, because at one point, Patrick Swayze's like talking to a team member and he's talking about, remember, this is about sticking it to the man. And I was like, I didn't think it was about sticking it to the man. I thought it was about, you know, the spirituality of being tied to the waves and all that. And then they're like, nah, it's to get back at the man. And I get it. Like, they do have some commentary when they're robbing the banks as the ex-presidents. But
we could use more of that, though. We could use a little bit more of that side of Bodhi.
Or less.
Or
and
less,
just make it entirely about just, like, funneling the – just never letting the waves die.
Yeah,
just desperation to hang on to that spirituality.
Yeah, yeah. No, and like you said, I think Swayze is fantastic. He really plays like the Zen character well, and then when he starts losing it, you know, you kind of see him unraveling a little bit. But like, there's one scene where he's like, they're like sitting around a fire. I think it's right after Johnny, you know, stops him at the or tries to stop him at the bank, and he chases Swayze down or whatever. Like, what do we do? And he's just like, everybody chill. You know, it's gonna be fine. Like, he has a great like charismatic presence. That's and you believe him being like the leader, and Yeah, I think he's fantastic.
Patrick Swayze is the best part of this movie by far.
Yeah.
I think he nails it spot on. I don't know how old he was. He looks way older than everybody else, but it kind of plays into it because he's like, mm-hmm. you know, the one who never wants to let the waves go and wants to perpetuate this like summer lifestyle. So I could get him being like a little bit of an older gentleman.
Yeah. Now I have to ask you, Bert, what did you think of the iconic scene where Keanu's pointing the gun at Swayze and he just can't do it and just unloads the clip into the air while screaming? What did you think of that?
I like the idea. I think Keanu does not quite stick the landing, pun intended. But I like the zoom in, the close up of Swayze's eyes. I like that because you know it's pretty well established that he would definitely struggle with this. But yeah, not Keanu's finest moment, I don't think.
Yeah, I think you nailed it when you like. I like the idea of like pretty much everything Keanu does. It's just Keanu just cannot always sell it, and it's so sad because I love Keanu and he's trying so hard. You know, it's just like one thing I don't like. Because I just hate this trope is when it happens a lot in cop shows where like the cops like bust a joint and then it turns out there was actually an undercover agent from a different agency there.
Yeah,
and it's like you guys would fucking know. Like, you looked up these Nazi surfers in your database. You would have gotten a ping that was like, oh, we have a cop there or whatever. Like, don't do anything.
They wouldn't know that because, like, he's been involved with the FBI and the undercover guy was from the DEA.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I just hate that trope. I think it's so lazy. And,
I agree.
The fact that the boss has got, like, their boss got pissed off at them for, like, not knowing that. It's like, either you know or you don't. You know, it's whatever.
I just like, no, like, realistically... Yeah, they busted guys with meth. At face value, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, they got unlucky and outed an undercover guy. Yeah. But up to that point, it's like, man, I don't know. I think that they should have plausible deniability. You know,
yeah.
I think
that
the boss shouldn't flip out because how are they supposed to know?
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like if there was no way of knowing, the boss shouldn't flip out at them. And if
but
there was a way of
the
knowing,
boss
then they should have done
to flip
it.
Out because that's the only emotion he has the whole movie.
Exactly. But anyway, what I was getting to was they find out that these are not the guys, and Keanu just goes, shit. Like, it's just like the most like unenthusiastic. It's like, well, you should be more mad. Like, this was like your main marketer. He's like, nah, crap.
Yeah, so I've got no problem with profanity in movies. I think it's especially well used in Wolf of Wall Street, where they say the F word like 150 times or something.
Yep. But
the way and volume of shit, 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 oh shit. I think Keanu, man.
Yeah.
The delivery is terrible, but also whoever scripted him to just continuously say shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
I think another actor could have pulled it off. You know, it's just Keanu's just not built for that.
Maybe. I don't know. Come up with a new word. Damn, darn, oopsie. You know what?
Yeah, yeah.
Something
oopsie,
else.
Oopsie, oopsie. I'm late for work. Yeah, that the other parts that really killed me with his line. Everyone, he was like pretending to be a stoner, and he's like,
"Oh,
what's up, man?" It's like, what are we doing? Like, either go in more or don't do it at all. Like, it was just like very goofy and like. It's charming.
I liked the stoner scene where he rips out the guy's hair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That whole sequence was hilarious.
And, yeah, Busey, like, they're just stealing hair from people. It's like, all right, that was fun. So, yeah, and this, like, I'm saying all this, but I just love Keanu as a person. So, like, I don't care that much. But it's just, it's funny. Or it's fun watching him try, you know? And
no, and I think, if anything, we can see, like, marked progression. Because in Chain Reaction, which is a later movie, he's much, much better.
He is.
He has a much more reserved role in Chain Reaction, but like his delivery is better, his timing's better.
It feels more natural.
Yeah, it feels much more natural than this.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mentioned like the setup and payoffs in this movie, and I liked how they set up everyone calling him quarterback, but we don't really know why. And then we get there, like Swayze is the one who reveals, like, oh, you're this really famous quarterback. And then I was like, okay, that's a cool way to find that out. And we set up the knee injury, and that comes back a couple times. Like, they did a good job of sprinkling little things, and then it comes back later. And it's like, it's very satisfying to watch that stuff unfold.
Yeah, there's definitely some stuff Okay, so the twist that the bank robbers are Swayze, obviously. Can't imagine anyone not seeing that coming. But I think that they do a good job at teasing it. Like you've got, for example, when he goes to the Nazi guy's beach and he's about to get his butt kicked, but then Swayze shows up and saves the day. It's like, well, Swayze was there, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I buy it.
Yeah. And I don't think it's supposed to be like a big mystery. I think the tension in this movie is not who did it. It's more of can Keanu,
you know, what happens next? Yeah.
What happens? Like, can he arrest his friend, supposedly, right? Because he's getting in too deep, Perk. We see this a million times. He's too deep undercover. Mm-hmm. And I really like Tyler, too. I mean, unfortunately, she kind of just becomes a damsel in distress the second half of the movie. But, like, the first half, it's super fucked up how he, like, convinces her to, you know, train him. And then she calls him out for that, deservedly so. Pulling a gun on him is a little bit much. Trying to shoot him. But I think she was really, like, fantastic. And she was a nice presence in the first half of the movie.
Yeah, I think I want to get the name right. I think it's Lori Petty.
You got it.
Yeah, I thought she was great, and I agree. I thought her character in the first half of the movie is actually pretty good. You know, she's not just an item. You know, she is a person and a character who interacts with the rest of the group. But then in the second movie, as soon as she's off screen, it just becomes like, we got to save the girl.
Yeah. And also, like, that Rosie becomes, like, a factor, and it's like, I didn't realize. Like, he's not on the campfire.
I didn't even know who he was. I forgot that he was a name.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, I guess there's a fifth member of the next presidents that was just behind the scenes guy who's their muscle. A little bit weird, but we got to have the four guys together and, you know, all that. But I also like how they're kind of taken out one by one, and we eventually get the ending. Which, what did you think of the ending?
I thought that's exactly how it was going to end. I assumed that was how it was going to end the second they said the big wave. And I liked it. I think it's the perfect way to end that movie.
Yeah, I love that we see him just eat shit on the way. He's done.
I think I would have rather had him, be surfing the big wave and then just kind of disappear behind the break.
Mm.
And then, not that would be ambiguous, but what they gave us is definitely not ambiguous.
Yeah. He absolutely beefs it, and then you know Keanu throws the badge in the water. He's done. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. Okay.
it's ultra cringe, but I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is a really fun time. I think, like I said before, the skydiving and the surfing are really well shot.
Definitely.
And I don't think it was Keanu doing a lot of that stuff. But it was still like really cool to see. Like the night surfing scene in particular. I'm like, this is like awesome. I don't know how they did some of this stuff.
Very cool. I agree with you. I think that the way like they hit the slow-mo on some of the waves just the setting is so great, and the ambiance that the waves bring and the whole surfing scene it's awesome. It's like it's almost disarming while at the same time the rest of the movie is kind of full of tension. It's a nice combo.
Right. And they didn't like it didn't feel like they were making fun of like surfer culture or like I don't know, because I feel like with lots of you just get a lot of dudes going like, what's up, bro, and like all that kind of bullshit. It like felt genuine. It felt like there was a genuine like appreciation for the culture and like what some people in it. It felt like kind of not too realistic, but like you believed it within the context of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, we've been picking apart at like the acting and stuff, but I really liked it. There are only a couple more things that kind of bugged me.
Oh, go for it.
I think it was maybe a touch too long.
Mm.
I was never bored, don't get me wrong, but it was one of those movies where I was like, paused. I was on a plane. Paused my movie to get like a drink or something. I'm like, there's still over an hour left, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's 2 hours, which is like, yeah, I agree.
It's not the longest movie ever, but for this kind of a movie, I anticipate it's like an hour 40.
Right.
Just kind of where these end up. But
yeah. But what would you cut? I'm curious. Because like,
that's the trouble, right? I don't think I would cut much. Yeah.
So I think like the scenes of like setting up their relationship are important.
Yeah, because if you cut those, then the relationship becomes less believable.
Maybe just some of like the some of the action when at the end, like after Tyler gets abducted, maybe we cut some of that stuff. But like, I don't. It's so cool that they forced Keanu to rob the bank with them.
Yeah,
like that's a really cool idea, you know. And like maybe the skydiving scene was a little bit long. I don't know. It's
no, I love that scene. Yeah, no, I think maybe
it's,
we just
it's hard.
We just get rid of the police chief altogether. We just slough him off and don't worry about it. That probably cuts you about 5-ish minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we cut a little bit of the chase scene. There's like the chase where he's tracking down Swayze is pretty long.
I thought the chase scene was I thought it was really good. I think a couple of the scenes, a couple of like the chase type scenes, I think are the cuts are a little too frequent.
Yeah.
Just like.
Well, there's the part where a dude throws a dog at Keanu.
And I like that. Okay. I like the chuck the dog move. It harkened back to RRR with the throws a tiger.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then the only other gripe, there was one scene which was so bad that it reminded me of The Room.
Okay.
So that's the level we're talking.
Okay.
It is, they're at the party at Bodhi's house.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler walks downstairs. Keanu follows her. They're just looking at the wall. Bodhi walks in behind them. There is a very clearly ADR cut. Oh, hey, Bodhi. Like, they cut away from Tyler and Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
After they cut to a wide, you just hear, oh, hey, Bodhi. Mm-hmm. And then he's like in the room behind them. Clearly that scene was shot to just have him just enter the conversation as like a surprising, oh, he's behind you. Yep. And then for some reason they thought, oh, hey, Bodhi needed to be in there.
We need more context, Brooke. We need more context.
Well, I don't know why we needed to be notified that he was there. I think it works just fine if he just like enters the conversation when in the room. Maybe they thought that would be a tip as like, oh, he's kind of sneaking up behind him. That's kind of a sinister thing. I'm serious. If you didn't notice it, go back and watch that scene.
I remember it. But yeah, I remember other parts of me having pretty bad ADR. I think I can forgive because the next line he says is, want to go on a little stealth mission? And I'm like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah. We do. I get over it pretty quick.
Doing some night surfing with a black surfboard? That's freaking sick, dude.
But you're right. I think that there was some pretty atrocious ADR sprinkled in. It's not enough to be off-putting, but it's like, oh, dear. What was that?
Yeah, I think it was during like some of the surfing scenes, maybe the skydiving. It was some action
like,
where understandable.
Obviously, you kind of have to, and it might be a limitation of technology at the time. But.
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah, right.
Overall, great movie. Do you have any recommendations besides?
I already mentioned it, but RRR, I think, literally because
It's actually a great one.
The focal point is a bromance, and you know, you got two sides of the coin becoming best buds.
Great pull, Perk. That's a fantastic pull.
Gotcha.
My recommendation is we're watching next week, so I will not see it yet.
All right.
But there you go. That is our review of Point Break. If you haven't seen it, go watch on HBO Max. You'll have a fun time. Perk, what'd you watch this week besides Point Break?
So, I just have to cite my source here real quick.
I love citing sources.
Yeah. I watched a movie that you may have heard of. It kind of came out pretty quietly, but I've caught a little bit of discourse on it. It's called Rye Lane.
Never heard of it. Rye Lane?
Rye Lane, yeah. So it's on Hulu. I think it counts as like a Hulu original, but it's a BBC film.
How do you spell it?
R-Y-E.
Oh, okay. I found it. Okay.
And so I didn't think about this too long, and it's not an extremely long list, but I think this is my favorite rom-com ever.
Wow.
So I am going to like heavily hint that you should watch this.
Okay. Okay.
And here's the kicker. 82 minutes long.
Oh, baby. You know I love that.
Yes, sir. You know the last movie we watched that was 82 minutes long?
I do. Petite Maman.
Petite Maman.
An absolute goat.
Yeah. So this it's a just like a little rom-com that takes place with two people who are recently out of relationships in London. And it's two black leads, and it has, you know, very powerful character dynamics. The characters are awesome and fun to follow. The humor is, it's really funny. It's okay. Genuinely quite funny. Not just always the usual tropes. The directorial style and editing are super cool. They do some really fun choices where, like, he asks her to tell his breakup story, and then they get like a cut where all of a sudden they're in like a theater, and she's on stage with her ex, and he's like up in the balcony watching, and they're having a conversation while this is happening, and the music is second to none. It's the best score I've heard this year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. So for a movie where I was just looking for something to watch on my flight out, and I was like, you know, I've heard this is good. I'm gonna check it out. It's awesome. It's just a really fun movie to watch. It's got your, you know, traditional meet cute type stuff and a happy ending. And I think if anyone is a purveyor of the rom-com genre, you need to watch Rye Lane. Obviously, you got to have Hulu, but
yeah.
Rye Lane is 100% worth your time. Just a super sweet, funny, but yet stylistic and kind of boundary pushing in certain ways rom-com. Yeah, I loved it.
You sold me. It's on my list.
All right. So
I do dabble in the rom-com every once in a while.
I know you do dabble.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see if it tops. I'm assuming it will based on what you said. One of my favorites. If someone was my favorite rom-com, I'd probably go Set It Up. It's not the best one I've seen, but it's with Zoe Deutsch and one of the guys from Workaholics, I think. Or maybe this guy looks like him. I don't know. Very fun time on Netflix. But yeah, you sold me on this one. I will try to watch it as soon as I can. My bonus review this week, not a full one, just a little partial one. I finally got caught up and I'm now watching week to week Dr. Stone. Do you know this anime, Perk?
I was introduced to it this weekend, actually, at least to the premise.
Okay. Yeah. So for those who don't know, the premise is one day and like modern day, something happens and everyone in the world gets turned to stone. And then I think it's like almost 4,000 years later, one person gets out of the stone and it's this whiz kid scientist who's just like a super genius, you know, scientist, teenager kid. And the show is basically like a survival video game where they're just kind of like crafting different levels of technology and trying to kind of reclaim society. And I had like been procrastinating on watching the new season. I'm like, I'll go to it. And like, that sounds like really fun, but I'm like, it's not like the best show ever. And I started watching it. And I'm like, this show is so great. Like, I forgot how good it is. It's just so, the characters are really fun. Watching them invent technology or how to make the technology during like this time, like Stone Age kind of times, whatever, is great. And like everything is like backed up by real science. So theoretically, this is all possible. And yeah, it's just great. And I would recommend it to pretty much everyone. Anyone, if you like science and if you like science and or like survival video games, I would highly recommend it. Because it's just very satisfying and fun. And right now they're trying to sail a large distance. They're trying to make a big boat. And that comes with a lot of, you know, challenges. They have to invent a lot of things before they can actually do that. And, you know, each season they kind of uncrack people out of stone, get new characters every season. And there's a new character this season that's really, like, really fun. So, yeah, it's just a great time. Love Dr. Stone. Excited to keep watching it. Perk, I think you would like it. I think you should give it a shot.
No guarantees.
That's fair. That is fair. I got to throw it out there.
I think that one of the beauties of this show is so often we recommend things to each other and like so rarely do we actually watch this stuff.
But when we do, we usually like it.
Well, yeah, when we do, it's usually like, all right, I know you never watch my stuff, but really do but watch this Polish this Polish movie about a donkey, I tell you.
This is the one. Yeah, so there we go. All right, next week we are following the man himself, Patrick Swayze, to Roadhouse. You thought we were going to do Ghost? No. Fuck Ghost. Not really. I've never seen it. I'm sure it's fine. We're doing Roadhouse because I love it. It's another 90s action movie much more Lethal Weapon-esque. And it is something. I'm very excited to watch it again and for Perk to see it. So yeah, next week is Roadhouse. That is on Netflix. So another easy to stream one. And then after that, we're going to do another Asian movie string, which we'll reveal next week. But next week, Roadhouse on Netflix. And until then, thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye-bye.